Lindy, Sasha, and I have role swapped today. I'm just explaining to our guest, Jay Wilton. You know Jay Wilton. He is from The Watch Channel. How's The Watch Channel?
Very good afternoon to you, and it is great to be back, and The Watch Channel is doing very well. Thank
you. It's so nice because, yeah, I'm not making you sweep anything today.
Happy to do so, though. I'm even better with a vacuum cleaner.
Are you?
Yes,
and we've
absolutely
got such a nice vacuum cleaner.
Oh, really?
Cleaner.
Well,
yes, very nice.
Can't wait to get my hands on it.
Is it a Mont Blanc?
It's a Mont Blanc vacuum cleaner as well.
Do any of the big brands do?
You know what? I think that they should start doing what Mont Blanc do very well is they create exceptional pens, wonderful wallets.
Yes. Lindy's brother's got a pen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So they have their signature flower, which is what they're so well known for. And they make extremely well-crafted watches as well as wallets and
really?
Pens. And perhaps vacuum cleaners. I still have to find out.
So with Montblanc, are those the kind of watches that are going to appreciate? Are they going to appreciate if I buy a Montblanc today?
So the great thing about Montblanc is...
Please God, I should be able to afford a Montblanc today, but will it appreciate?
Well, buying on the pre-owned level is where you really want to be looking at, because obviously you're going to take a bit of a knock after initial retail purchase. However, if you're looking on the pre-owned market and from a place like the Watch Channel, you will find that they are extremely well-priced. And if you were to purchase them at that price from us, the price and the value of your timepiece will actually flatline. And depending on the model, if it is a collectible, it will appreciate. Otherwise, it will stabilize. So you can actually wear your piece for the next couple of years and trade it in at the exact same value.
So two questions. One is, if you wear your timepiece, does it depreciate?
So the main point of depreciation will occur after you walk out of the store with it. However, if you buy it on a pre-owned level, it's not going to depreciate anymore. Obviously, you might need to change the leather band in a couple of years or refurbish the bracelets. But in terms of its actual value and the Swiss craftsmanship that goes into making them, that will maintain its value. And that's why buying watches are actually such a good investment. It's something that you can wear on a daily basis, and it maintains its value.
How do you know if the watch that you are buying is going to become a collector's piece, a collector's item?
So normally what you're going to be looking for is, for instance, with Rolex, what is collector's pieces there are the sports models, because they're extremely hard to come by. So they actually appreciate in value, and where you might be buying one from a retail outlet for about 115,000 Rand, if you can get them on the pre-owned market, you might actually pick them up for 130,000, 150,000 Rand, because they aren't available. You'll be unaware waiting list for about 2 to 3 years for them.
So that's really where they're going to appreciate.
Yes.
Not the retail, but the pre-owned.
The pre-owned market, definitely. So if you can pick them up on a pre-owned market, that's really where you want to be trading and buying watches, and where they maintain their value extremely well and may, as you say, with collector's pieces, actually appreciate in value.
All right. So tell me what you have. Do you actually have Montblanc watches at The Watch Channel?
Absolutely. So we have an incredible selection of Montblanc timepieces, and these are extremely well-made Swiss manufactured watches, and they've actually started making their own in-house movements. And what you would find with Montblanc is they're extremely well-priced, where the retail prices for, they're normally starting between 50 to 100 and 150,000 Rand. You can actually pick them up from us ranging between 10 to 30,000 Rand. So that's a huge save there. You're saving roughly between 30 to 50,000 Rand on some of the pieces.
So interesting. I've actually just gone onto your website, thewatchchannel.co.za, and I was actually going to type a little message to you because it says Jay, and you wanted to chat with me, apparently.
Yes, absolutely. Always available.
What's the process if I've got a watch to sell?
So if you're looking to sell your timepiece, you can go by all means, go on that process and just click chat with Jay.
Okay.
And we will respond to you immediately, and you can tell us what piece you're looking to sell. And if you want, we can send us images of the watches, and we'll do an assessment, after which we'll provide you with an estimate value of the watch. Alternatively, for a really quick and easy and efficient service, you can just schedule an appointment with us, bring your piece in, and we can offer you cash or pay you via EFT and coffee, as well as cleaning your floors if need be.
So what are the brands that you look out for the most? Obviously Rolex, because you speak – you've spoken a lot about Rolex.
Yes,
I know that
it's
obviously a very good investment if you're looking at investing in the timepiece. What are the other brands?
So we deal with watches that hold their value very well. So not only Rolex, but also Audemars Piguet, Panerai, Patek Philippe. Some of the other watches that we buy are Tag Heuer, Montblanc, obviously, Longines, Chopard, Breitling. So those are some of the pieces that we deal in. And all those pieces hold their value extremely well.
My favorite is still that Cartier tank.
I'll do my best to bring it for you next time.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying you have to, but I'm just saying.
The tank is an extremely beautiful piece. And the thing about the tank is that it hasn't actually changed in design.
Ever.
So since its inception.
But it's so classic.
It is. And that's the beauty about it.
Sash, do you know what the tank watch looks like?
Describe it.
It's a Cartier tank. It's got a white face.
Yes.
It's got Roman numeral dial. It's rectangular. And usually it has like a black strap.
Yes, you can get them in a black strap. You can put it on a steel bracelet. And the beauty about them, as I said, the design hasn't changed since its inception. So that's the last 60, 70 years. And it's actually on the dials, the hands, they haven't been painted. They've actually been oxidized. So it's a color that's made specifically and only by Cartier.
Look at that. And you have them.
We do indeed.
You have it, and you've got men's as well.
We do, absolutely. So you can also get the tank français and the tank divan for men's and for ladies. And you can also get them in an assortment of just the plain case, or you can get it with a diamond bezel or a diamond dial.
See, only 65,000 rand.
Only.
Okay, that's not the pre-loved. The pre-loved is only 18,000.
Only 18,000 rand.
Pocket change.
But last time I was on here, I'm sure that you had another tank. It wasn't the square tank. It was the ladies one.
Yes. Unfortunately, subsequently, that has been sold.
I know, you sell. I know.
Sorry,
Kat. Yes.
Next time.
What other specials have you got?
So we're running.
The tank has gone.
Running some beautiful specials on Mont Blancs at the moment.
Okay,
so we have an incredible selection of them. We have men's and ladies. We have some with the moon phase, which shows you the day and night function. So it'll bring up the sun or the moon depending on
Important.
The day.
Yes,
Important.
Yes,
absolutely. It's good to know.
You never know whether it's night or day.
Especially if you're in an office all day. Or a casino, and you don't get to see sunshine or moonlight.
In a casino, you're probably going to be handing over your watch sometime soon anyway.
Well, rather come to us. We'll offer you a way better price on your piece.
These Mont Blancs are beautiful. You know, like very, very manly.
They are, and they actually offer them
very
in quite substantial case sizes as well. The Mont Blancs are generally between 40 to 44 millimeter in case size, so it provides quite a nice presence on the wrist.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. What watch are you wearing?
I'm wearing a Longines.
Oh, very nice.
Also a beautiful
also very
brand.
Very classical.
Yes,
you
absolutely.
Like classical things.
I do indeed. I'm a man of pillars and arches and classical timepieces.
No, but it makes sense. That's why you work in the industry in which you do, because you're dealing with timepieces. You're not dealing with watches.
Well, absolutely. Well, that's why I have such an appreciation for the design of watches, because so much time goes into the simplistic. It may look simplistic, but there's so much thought and design that has actually gone into making this piece look as exquisite and magnificent as it does.
Absolutely incredible. Right, how do we get hold of you? We need to get hold of you.
So you can contact me on 064-907-0700, or alternatively, you can just come onto our website, www.thewatchchannel.co.za, and you can just browse our stock and come online and chat to me. I'll be happy to assist you.
Thank you so much. Will you stay with us for a little while?
I will, absolutely.
Maybe
thank you for the invitation.
Maybe we can get into traffic as well. I'm just saying. You're on 101.9, Chai FM. But also joining us in studio, we have a little testosterone, actually quite a lot of testosterone. Jay Wilton from The Watch Channel.
Yes, from The Watch Channel department. Thank you so much for having me back.
And we won't let you go. We're going to keep you. So,
Thank you.
Always fascinates me about the last time I think we spoke about the history of watches, and you spoke to me about, what was his name, Cartier.
Yes, Louis Cartier. Yes.
And I didn't know that he actually invented. You taught me that he invented the wristwatch.
Absolutely, yes. So that came about from him actually accompanying his pilot friend on an aircraft. And the gentleman was actually struggling to, you know, follow the time. So that's when he came up with the idea to strap the time to your wrist.
So did they all wear fob watches before that?
Yes, they actually used to keep pocket watches in with their waistcoats or in their jackets prior to that. And then they became extremely popular during the First World War, obviously, when they realized it was quite dangerous for guys to pull out their pocket watches in the battle zone and in the battlefield. So that's also where it really took over, and pocket watches sort of became outdated, although today they are nice collector's pieces.
What's the history of a company like Longines?
So a lot of the companies like Longines actually goes way back to the late 1800s, and that actually tells you the amazing value of a lot of these companies and why the pieces are worth so much money. The history actually dates back prior to people inventing aircrafts, prior to cars being invented. So the history and knowledge and time that's gone into creating watches dates back to the middle of the 1800s, and that's why these pieces are created with the finest materials, and the business has been established for over 100 years, and that's why you can find that they are so well manufactured.
Incredible when you think about it.
Absolutely.
No, it's history on your wrist.
It is, absolutely. Longines has been established since the 1880s. Tag Heuer is from 1860. Rolex is the early 1900s. Omega also late 1800s. So these companies have been around for longer than McDonald's and longer than a lot of the other companies that are so well established and so popular today.
So what's the history of Tag Heuer? Where does Tag come from?
So Tag Heuer is actually,
does it come from?
It's Swiss. It is
all
Swiss. Yes.
Longines also.
Longines is Swiss. As yes. So Tag Heuer is actually two people.
Tag and Heuer.
And Heuer. Heuer is the name of a gentleman.
And the brain.
Yes.
Right,
and they actually came together in the mid 1950s. Prior to that, it was just Heuer. And there's a gentleman, it's also been passed down from generation to generation. So a gentleman by the name of Jack Heuer is still currently alive, and they've made some exquisite timepieces in his honor. He recently celebrated his 70th birthday.
Amazing.
And they came out with the original Heuer chronograph timepiece.
So interesting. So if it was just Heuer,
yes,
how do those compare in value to when it became Tag Heuer?
So that's again where the pieces become quite collectible, because people are looking for the Heuer piece before it became known as Tag Heuer, and you'll find them on the dial that it just says Heuer, and that's what actually marks them as quite valuable and lovely collector's pieces, as they are no longer in production, first of all, and they maintain their value very well, and they'll never be made again. So if you can get your hands on those, do hold on to them, and we do actually have two Heuers in stock.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. We have a 1950s Heuer Ortavia, which is a 40mm, which is actually quite big considering the date, as back in the day they used to be 31 to 34 millimeters, and this is a 40mm.
Okay, and, so hold on. How do you spell Heuer? H-E-U-E-R, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the Heuer of the Tag Heuer. That's incredible.
Absolutely. So this replacement value is based at 250,000 rand, and we are actually selling ours for 120,000 rand.
Amazing. Hold on, I don't see that. I don't see that. I'm seeing Heuer's for 4,999. Am I looking at the wrong place?
Perhaps. We do have a Heuer for 23,000 rand, and then a Heuer as well. There are hard to come by.
There's all other ones that have come up. Ooh,
are you
nice
looking
ones,
perhaps at
really
Tag
nice
Heuer?
Ones. No. I like this Frederic Constant. The Frederic Constant Slimline.
Absolutely. Extremely well-priced pieces. Also Swiss made.
But very, very, very classic look.
So Frederic Constant do that very well. They have that very elegant, very timeless, and very simplistic in design.
Yeah.
And they do make, which is very comfortable on the wrist, the Slimline collection, which is absolutely magnificent. And their retail prices are also very affordable, but if you had to come to us, you would get it at an absolute steal.
Right, because when you... Okay, just talk me through that whole process. I want to go and buy retail. I want to go and buy my Louis Cartier tank watch.
Yes. Okay?
And I take my, what's it, 26,000... No, it wasn't. It was
68,000 rand for the tank, yes.
I take it in my tog bag, and I go off to the... to whatever store, and I buy it, right? A week later, I decide, you know what? It was ridiculous for me to have spent that. I want to sell it.
Right.
Right. What happens?
So, you can try and take your timepiece back to the retailer.
Mm-hmm.
In most cases, they most likely wouldn't be able to assist you, but they would offer you
maybe it's not a week, maybe it's a month.
If
Six
it's
months,
a month, absolutely. Yeah. So they're going to offer you considerably less on your pieces. Unfortunately, that is the nature, much like a car, driving it off the showroom. As soon as you've driven it off that showroom, it does depreciate in value.
Yes.
But if you had to come to us, we would be able to offer you the most competitive and market-related prices on your pieces. So there's an incredible pre-owned market out there. And that's why I do recommend buying on the pre-owned level, because you can come in and trade your timepiece for the exact amount of value that you paid for yours.
Right. So that's – if I come to you with this tank watch,
yes.
Right, which I bought for 68,000 rand, hypothetically – 6 months ago, you don't actually look at the age of the watch. You look at what the market is doing. Is that how I'm understanding it?
Absolutely.
So if there are 10 in stock, you're going to buy it from me for less because there is it's economies of scale.
It is, absolutely. So it is.
If you haven't had one in 10 years, you're going to buy that for me very close to the 68,000 rand.
Absolutely. And they might actually appreciate in value. So, yes, you might get even that or even more. It would depend on the year. Well, not the year necessarily. As you said, it depends on how many are in rotation. And that's why the value can increase or depreciate.
Right. That's how economics works.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Very interesting. What about other collectibles? So we started off talking about Mont Blanc.
Yes.
Okay. By the way, is Mont Blanc the mountain that is on the Toblerone box?
That's a very good question. As far as I'm aware, okay, I'm not entirely sure.
You can talk to me and I will let you know. Okay. But do Mont Blanc pens, as well as their watches, appreciate in size, appreciate in price?
So the pens actually do hold their value very well as well. They do depreciate after their initial purchase. But there are also collectibles which do double in value. So that is a nice thing to have. The Mont Blanc pens and their watches are great collector's items. And you'll see from their manufacturing, they'll actually outlive all of us and you'll still be able to use them and wear the watches within the next 100 to 200 years. And that's how they have been designed.
Amazing. So, all right. It's not the chocolate on the mountain on the – it's the Matterhorn. Did you know this, Sasha?
I'm
or did you just Google faster
I'm
than
saying
me?
I'm saying nothing.
She Googled. Can you believe it?
Extremely quick.
I didn't know. I mean, she's sitting here, you know, I don't know what she Googled on because she's
part of the Alps.
Yeah, Sasha has Alps. All right, Jay, thank you very, very much.
It's been my absolute pleasure.
All right, so if you want to go and check out the most beautiful timepieces, get to the website, thewatchchannel.co.za. Otherwise, go and visit Jay. Tell him your friend Kathy sent you.
Yes, absolutely.
Give us the address, your first floor, Sandton City.
We are the first floor of the Sandton City office towers, and we are located in between the mall and the Nelson Mandela Square. Please let me know if you'd just like to come in and view some of our timepieces. Just have a look, see what looks good on the wrist and what you might like to purchase in the next coming months.
And what you might want to give Kathy.
Absolutely, and the wristwatch Cartier tank for Kathy.
Coming up, we've got the Star Report. Right?
We do.
Before that, we've got too much time on our hands. Too much. Thanks, Jay.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much.